A formerly lost archaeological treasure has made its way to the United States for the first time. It comes from Iran and dates back to the days of the ancient Persian Empire. It's called the Cyrus Cylinder. It'll be on tour across the U.S. starting tomorrow at a Smithsonian Museum here in Washington.
The Cyrus Cylinder isn't much to look at, made of clay and shaped like a small brown loaf of bread. What's special about it is that it's etched with writing from the time.
That would be 539 BC, 2,500 years ago, writing that is the oldest known declaration of human rights.
It is a matter of huge pride for Iranians that this message came from their culture. We invited into our studio Ahmed Karimi. He's the chair of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of Maryland. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So we need to brush up here a little on ancient history. Exactly who was Cyrus, and how did the cylinder come to be?
Cyrus was the founder of the first of Iran's pre-Islamic dynasties, and he united so many people, 23 nations.
And those 23 nations, of course, being the Persian Empire, which stretched over what was a large part of the known
yes.
world at that time. The Cyrus Cylinder, what was that?
The Cyrus Cylinder was ordered in 539 to commemorate his entry into Babylon. So the text commemorates that. The text reads, I am Cyrus, king of the world, great king, powerful king, king of Babylon, king of Sumer, king of Akkad, king of the four quarters of the earth, son of Cambyses.
This doesn't actually sound much like a king who is going to be terribly benevolent. And yet, in fact, this is a document that is really about peace and freedom and human rights.
Yes. He says, I brought relief to the Babylonians. I put an end to their misery and complaints. And he says, I ordered all men to be free, to exercise the religion and free in movement. That's the part that modern Iranians refer to.
Well, one of the maybe great ironies of this is that among the things that he does on this Cyrus Cylinder is free the Jews
yes.
who are in Babylon, permitted them and encouraged them to go back to
yes.
Jerusalem, rebuild their temple. This is really quite a generous approach
it
to
really
captive
is.
People.
I agree, for which the Bible praises him very highly. And it says, you know, following Cyrus's edict, some Jews returned to their homeland. So it was that biblical fame that really established Cyrus as a very benevolent king.
I gather the cylinder was buried for hundreds of years. And,
yeah.
and when it came back to Iran 3 years ago, a million Iranians came to see it. And many people outside of Iran might be surprised to know that even Mahmoud Ahmadinejad pointed to this with pride.
Yes.
And I'm guessing possibly a tone of don't talk down to us about human rights.
Exactly.
We had Cyrus. He was the first.
Exactly. It now has become an iconic object in the minds of Iranians. And so, yes, people from Ahmadinejad who finds himself in dispute with, let's say, the Ayatollah Khamenei on the one hand, to people who want to have nothing to do with the Islamic Republic, they all seem to respect it and want to take pride in it.
Now, some have called this arrival of the Cyrus Cylinder to the U.S. a kind of soft diplomacy, a way to improve, if not relations, then certain images. What do you think? Do you think they have an effect?
Yes. In the history of cultural diplomacy, it will be mentioned somehow. When two states fail to talk to one another and the desire is within the population of both countries to start some dialogue going, objects like this serve a central purpose. That is, they get people together, they make possible conversations, if not at the state level, at least people-to-people conversations.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Ahmed Karimi is a professor of Persian language, literature, and culture at the University of Maryland.
And the Cyrus Cylinder will be on display in several U.S. cities during the course of this year.